Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Showtime!
How y'all feel?
T.T. Banda! Multi-hostile! Highly motivated, motivated, motivated!
Ah! All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good Monday to you, everybody. Welcome into Sports Daily. It is Shane and Jacob Albrock setting in for Bruce. Bruce will be back tomorrow. Welcome into another powerhouse edition of Sports Daily. Jacob, good to catch up to you, sir. How was last week for you?
It was good. God, powerhouse. You got me all excited now.
Well, you should be.
It was good. It was good. I love doing this. It's a release, you know. It's just the best way to get stuff off your chest and hang out. And I was always a radio guy by heart. It's so much fun.
How'd you feel about the corn on the cob Twitter question?
I loved it. I was just stunned that so many people are doing it wrong. Yeah. But you know, that's okay. You got to enlighten people. You got to enlighten people.
Yeah, those Twitter questions are mostly to entertain, but you know, there's some shred of
you learn a lot about people. You know, you hope that you don't know anybody or socialize with anybody that cuts it off of the cob.
8% of them did.
Yeah,
sadly,
I guess there's always that guy. I mean, it's not on the cob when you cut it off. You know, it's just not. That's not the case. So, whatever. It's fine.
I would hope those 8% had faulty dentures or some.
You know, there are excuses. I guess there are good reasons. But if the reason. Look, if the reason's because you don't want to be messy, then you need to buy your can and a corn.
Yeah.
I mean, your corn in a can.
And same kind of people that probably put the little corn on the cob holders, stick them in the end, too. Because no corn on the cob's that hot.
It's not, and I'm not as opposed to that only because it improves efficiency. Mm-hmm. You do it when you're a kid. We had those things growing up, but yeah, at some point, it's like take the training wheels off and mow down a cob of corn.
Right. All right, let's get to what's on tap today. It's brought to you by Side Pockets. The Monday lunch special today is BLT sandwich or quarter-pound cheeseburger, both served with fries. For just $5.95 today, we'll lay out the week here as it pertains to the Royals here on KFH. They'll start a new series with the Detroit Tigers tonight. They're on air right here on KFH 6:30. First pitch 7:15 on your home for the Royals, KFH. Coming off a sweep of the Minnesota Twins. We'll talk a little Royals in the second hour. This particular hour, this segment anyway, we'll chronicle Jacob's foray back into sports. He talked about how this is a nice release and get stuff off his chest, but now that you're back in the sports realm, we can kind of backtrack and talk about your timeline a little bit. Also, a lot of open talk. The British Open won by Francesco Molinari. Just an absolutely spotless weekend of golf for him. Jordan Spieth was in the mix, and of course, won Tiger Woods. Was in the mix, so I'm sure we'll get plenty of run of Tiger Woods. He is the topic of the Twitter question. That's coming up in earnest about 37 minutes from now. Top of second hour, we'll take another look at what's on tap. We'll retake a look at the headlines. The Orioles and the Royals are in the chase for the number one pick, and the Royals, on the strength of that three-game winning streak coming out of the All-Star break, now two games clear of the Baltimore Orioles for the worst record in the major leagues. And, of course, the worst team gets the number one overall pick in next year's draft. The Royals and O's duking it out. Danny Duffy pitched well again this weekend. Manny Machado got traded. Juris Familia got traded from the Mets to the A's. So we got some Major League Baseball talk coming up in an hour from now. We're crossing our fingers at 10:25, trying to get Joel Goldberg to talk Royals and what the pre and post host for Fox Sports Kansas City makes of this season for the Royals, and what I don't know, spin job. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, Jacob, when you're covering a team that's 30-68. But one thing I did notice, and I went up there this weekend. I went Friday night, partially because it was affiliate night, and we got hooked up a little bit here at KFH. But it was also Wichita State night at the K. 50 years of Royals baseball. Could you argue that when a team is historically bad, it's a good time to celebrate 50 years of your history because you can kind of bring back all the old school guys and have bobbleheads that are themed after Amos Otis, for example? And is that, can you spin it that way and say, hey, if we're going to be in a rebuild mode, this is probably a good year to do it because we can conjure up some old memories of teams from the 70s and 80s and kind of buffer the hurt that way?
Well, I hope that people realized that the hurt was coming,
mm-hmm,
and they've sort of prepared themselves for it. Yeah, I think it's a clever thing to do. I don't mean that like it's intentional or some master plan, but it's a nice way to still, but you know, baseball fans are nostalgic. We're a nostalgic crew. Mm-hmm. Like that could get you out to a baseball game, no doubt about it. So yeah, I think it's okay. Everybody knew this was coming. I mean, you had to know this was coming. Maybe not to this degree, but again, rip that Band-Aid off. If it's going to be there, you might as well do it right. You know, try and secure that top three pick or so in the draft. But I every time I watched yesterday, I was pretty surprised.
Mm-hmm.
At the game, how many people were there? And I'm happy about that. I hope that that's the case, and I hope that people understand that this is going to take a little while and they can still enjoy it while the wins won't come, because it will be a little while. And then, you know, you trust Ayton Moore to get it done the right way and have it be as short amount of time as possible. But at some point, it's going to be tough to start going to those games. But they're doing it. Fans are doing it. They're doing a pretty good job, considering.
Yeah, first game after the break was Friday night. They drew just short of 28,000. Now, of course, there's a lot of things going on. It was Buck night. It was fireworks night. It was Wichita State night. The next day was the Amos Otis bobblehead. And yesterday, they drew just over 18,000. And for a team that's, you know, scuffling at one point, shoot, they were 40 games under 500, which is almost unfathomable, even in a rebuild. Bruce and I had talked, not at length, but covered it a couple different times, how, I don't want to say hard it is, but it's kind of hard to lose 100 games, and the Royals were chugging towards 110. Yeah, even the worst of the Astros teams, what, they lose 111, 112? I mean, that's still a lot, but we'll see whether the Royals can actually get there or not, and that's certainly not something you aspire to do. But you know,
you don't aspire to do it, but it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, it's not. No,
in baseball terms, and it's a tricky proposition. You almost hope you get there because you've got so many young guys that you're evaluating and doing those kinds of things, and maybe it feels a little better if you're just running some pitchers out there that aren't quite ready. I don't know. But I do know that sometimes the difference between the first and the fifth pick is a big deal.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely the top five pick versus a 25-30 pick. Those in the know think, yeah, there's a drop off there, and you definitely want to be in the top five as opposed to the bottom five, because first rounders are not first rounders when it comes to the Major League draft. Plus, that's an inexact kind of thing anyway. But Brad Keller was good yesterday, and they end up sweeping the Twins. That was the first sweep of the season for the Royals. So we can talk about that a little bit later on. I know you're not necessarily a golf guy, but I have a feeling that the British Open had your attention. And first of all, let's talk, if you don't mind, about Francesco Molinari and how much of a dominant run he's been on. what was it, of his last six starts, he's won three and been runner-up twice or something unthinkable like that. And in the Tiger Woods hysteria and the Jordan Spieth leading in the final round, staring him in the face, he just played almost perfect golf on the weekend, didn't bogey a hole on the weekend, and to do that at Carnoustie is next to impossible, I think you could pretty safely say. And should we include Francesco Molinari in the category or the group of the quote-unquote next great young golfers with McIlroy, Spieth, Rose, Day, Thomas, you know those guys. You know the guys taking the torch from Tiger Woods. Is Molinari one of those guys now?
Not yet, but he's in the mix. I don't know that, and I agree that there's more great golf now maybe than ever as far as just, I don't want to say more than ever, but it more than a long time as far as depth in the sport. And I think he could enter into that mix, and you could put him in that group of players. I mean, really, Spieth's probably a little ahead of all of them, don't you think? And then there's just a really large group underneath. It's all about majors, though, in golf. So let's, you know, we'll find out. Winning tournaments is great, but we just remember who's winning the majors or who's in the mix in the majors and those kinds of things. The rest is just sort of a teaser and nice, you know, background noise a little bit to what happens in the majors. They just play too many tournaments. It's too hard to keep up with all of that. And he's really good. And did you see the picture, Shane, of, was it 2006 when he was caddying?
That was awesome.
It was the Masters or the Open, one or the other, but he's in that group with Tiger. That's pretty cool. And I never put two and two together either that was his brother, because I remember that name. But that, just to sit there, and can you imagine him sort of understanding the depth and everything of what was happening in the weekend? The other part of it is that instantly becomes golf's biggest event. God, I don't know. Like, 3-4 years probably, like the biggest, the most riding on it just because of what was happening, and just nerves of steel, man. He was impressive.
Yeah, and, you know, playing with Tiger is, I don't know if it's, I think it's pretty plain to see that it's not what it usually, or what it once was, playing in a group with him, because he's just not the same guy. But old habits die hard, and I would imagine if you're playing with him either for the first time in a long time or the first time, there's a certain hurdle mentally to get over because you're playing in the same group with Tiger Woods, right?
Oh, yeah, I think there's still a hurdle. Yeah, maybe he's not running you down and you're just like, oh, my God, how am I ever going to compete with that? But he's still the center of attention. I mean, Shane, I'm much more than a casual golf fan, I would say, but I'm not crazy golf guy either. Okay. Like, you got to draw me in and give me a reason to watch. I'm not going to sit there and watch all the golf in the world. I love to play it and I love to follow it, but I might tune in to an hour total of most majors unless there's a really compelling reason to watch, and that usually happens on Sunday. And I mean, you had to pay attention. Everybody had to pay attention yesterday. I mean, Tiger's in there. Like, all eyes are on it because we're seeing what we didn't know if we'd ever see again. And so we watched that, and Tiger's playing well early and everything else. And you've got Spieth and McIlroy both in the mix. There was a ton of talent in there. Molinari just ran right through it. Just no big deal. Smooth, steady, no mistakes. That's, you know, that it wasn't, he just owned the course on that day. Well, he and hungover Eddie Pepperell owned the course.
Yeah, bless his heart for admitting he had too much to drink the night before. And he still went out and shot a 400, didn't he?
67,
He ended up on the first page of the leaderboard. There were a bunch of guys that were right there within a couple of shots in the last six or eight holes in their respective rounds.
It was
on
a cool
Sunday.
Finish.
It was very cool.
You'd have liked to seen Spieth in there for sure.
Yeah, he went five over. Last time he won was on this day last year at that tournament. Hadn't won since. I think that to me, that illustrates what kind of shape the game's in. A great player like that's gone a full calendar year without winning.
I would have bet that he'd have won that tournament. He just doesn't do a lot of that.
I mean, like never.
Yeah, Tiger was there, and boy, it is so. I can't. Why is it, Shane, that Tiger is so unique in that he can make golf so dramatic and interesting to everybody? Always has been able to do that. It doesn't like I equate the only thing I can equate, and I talked a lot about this to people yesterday, just casually. The only thing I can equate like his draw to a sport. There's nobody in any other sport like it. The only thing I can equate it to is a big time prize fighter that you always will have to tune in no matter what. And those guys don't do it that often. So it's even then it's a little bit different. But when Tiger's doing it, everybody pays attention universally. If he's in the mix, especially in a major, you're going to flip over and watch a little bit of it. He's always been that way. There's never been anybody since him, and I'm not sure there ever will be. It's fascinating. And it was that way yesterday. I mean, you were edge of your seat, whether you were rooting for him or not. I think everybody was happy to see him there because it made it so much more interesting. But he is so unique in that. There's never been anything like it, I don't think, at least in my lifetime, where you have to watch if any individual in their sport is doing something.
869-1240 is Tad's Locker Room Hotline if you want to join the conversation. Dean has chosen to do so. Welcome to the show, Dean. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kind of like morning, what Mr. Albach was saying there with Tiger, you know, he was on top of the world, you know, the most known person on the face of the planet. Probably still is, but back in the day when he was really, really good, and then he had all his issues and everything happened and stuff, and a lot of people didn't like him. Everybody, you know, there was a lot of hate going his way. But what's weird now, and I listen to a lot of sports talk radio, is there's just nobody that's anti-Tiger. It's everybody's pulling for him, you know?
That is amazing.
That's kind of weird. There's just
no. Yeah, I've thought about that. Because I used to be, when I was a kid, I was contrarian. I always rooted against Jordan. I rooted against Tiger, just for whatever, for fun, to have an argument. I guess it's in your blood early, but I'm the same way. Like, I am pulling for him because it's been long enough that you can just understand, like, this is so much better with him in this than it is without him. It's so much more interesting. And I guess maybe that's the reason everybody's sort of pulling for him a little bit.
Right. And I mean, and you could kind of equate it maybe with Tyson, you know, because Tyson, everybody was on board with him. And then the things happened with Robin Givens and all, you know, all those kind of weird, crazy things. But once everybody wanted him to do well when he came back, there just wasn't a terrible amount of people holding on to that anger towards him. And there's just not a lot of athletes like that.
Yeah, it's a decent comparison. We kind of went full circle with Tyson, didn't we? And kind of
I made the Tyson
same
one
way,
yesterday.
Same way with Tiger now. He actually did lead briefly on the 11th, his first outright lead in a major since the 2009 PGA Championship, but he couldn't hang on to it. A couple more points about the Open before we get to our next segment where we can concentrate on Tiger specifically. Did you watch him tee off on the 18th and hear the guy yell in his backswing? All right, so are you golf guy? Let's have a little etiquette for these guys on the 18th hole of a major, or you suck it up and be an athlete guy because guys hit 100-mile-an-hour fastballs with 50,000 people yelling during the at-bat, or are you somewhere in between here?
I'm in between, for sure. I think about pitchers making a pitch. I think about kickers making a kick. I think about big free throws and key moments. The only difference is probably the norm is to be quiet there. So don't do it. Don't be that jerk that does something like that. But at the same time, I don't want to see crazy overreaction. As irritating as that is for the golfer, don't overreact to it. because that's never going to be a good look. Nobody likes that. Nobody likes playing a casual game of golf
but
with
if
that guy.
But if somebody's going to overreact to it, it's going to be Tiger Woods. Wouldn't you agree?
I didn't think he did yesterday. I didn't think that was an overreaction. It was genuine frustration in the moment, and then it was on to the next. Old Tiger like would have tried to fight that guy.
You're probably right.
I think.
And dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah. So, but, you know, like, think about when you're playing and somebody sneezes during Joe Lunchbox's backswing, who's on pace to shoot, like, a 93 anyway, and it's like, oh, my God, like, we got to make this big deal and give me a new shot, and it's like, okay, dude, to get over it.
I guess as far as
but
that's concerned.
But at the same time.
As long as if there's a buzz consistently or if there's silence consistently. As long as whatever it is stays consistent, you could probably handle it. But when you could hear a pin drop, and then this joker with a cup full of beer said whatever he said. Yeah, I guess I kind of get it. By the way,
you got to understand the moment that you're trying to steal away from so many people. It's a silly thing to do, but at the same time, I don't want to hear you complain about it. I guess who do you want to go play golf with? And I know this is not equating it because we're talking about, you know, the best players in the world. But would you rather play with Eddie Pepperell or would you rather play with complaining backswing guy?
Yeah. And by the way, that drive was pretty good. It was right up along the right side of the fairway and was just in the first cut. So he survived it. He ended up having a birdie putt, missed that. So it worked out for Tiger. Hey, just a reminder from MyPillow. Just because you're used to tossing and turning or folding or reshaping your pillow in the middle of the night doesn't mean it has to continue that way. And MyPillow has come up with their best promotion of the summer. MyPillow has brought back their best offer ever. Buy one MyPillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to MyPillow.com. Make sure to use my promo code KFH. You'll feel like a new person the next morning after a great night of sleep, night after night after night. This is your deal. Buy one, get one absolutely free. MyPillow.com, promo code KFH. You can give one to your wife, your husband, your neighbor, mailman, whoever. They're 100% machine washable and dryable, so you can treat them just like your laundry. It comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's MyPillow.com. I've got one. You need one, too. Click on the buy one, get one free special. You can use the promo code KFH. And while you're there, you can get up to 50% off all items on MyPillow website. That's MyPillow.com. Is Tiger back? And what does that mean? Jacob and I will discuss when Sports Daily continues on a Monday.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.